The UK is in danger of going into a recession because new information shows that the economy shrank between July and September. The numbers were revised and now show a 0.1% decrease, which is different from what was previously thought. This comes after no growth between April and June, which was originally reported as a 0.2% increase. A recession happens when the economy shrinks for two quarters in a row. People are worried about the UK's weak economic growth, and experts think that growth will stay slow until 2024. When the economy is growing, it's usually a good thing because it means companies are making more money, there are more jobs available, and wages can go up. But when the economy is not growing or is shrinking, people tend to feel worse off. Companies might cut jobs, which makes it harder for young people to find work. The state of the economy is expected to be an important issue in the upcoming election. The Bank of England has been raising interest rates to try to control inflation. But now that inflation is lower than expected, some people think the bank might lower interest rates next year. Chancellor Jeremy Hunt is hopeful about the future of the UK economy, but the Shadow Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, says the Prime Minister hasn't done enough to help it grow. We won't know for sure if the UK is in a recession until February, when the numbers for the last quarter of the year are released. New information from the Office for National Statistics, ONS, shows that rising interest rates have made people spend less money. Higher interest rates can help with inflation and benefit people who save money, but they can also make it more expensive for people and businesses to borrow money, which affects the economy. The ONS also changed its numbers for the 3 months after getting more information. They found that sectors like film production, engineering and design, telecommunications, and smaller businesses in the hospitality and IT sectors didn't do as well as they thought. Compared to other advanced economies in the G7, the UK's growth rate is one of the weakest when you look at the time before and after COVID. The UK's economy is now 1.4% higher than it was before the pandemic, which is less than what was previously thought. Germany currently has the worst economy based on this measure. Retail sales data from the ONS showed that sales were better than expected in November because of Black Friday discounts. But some retailers are worried about how long the sales last and how often things are discounted.